WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that in which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
People from 8 apartments in Portage are now without a home after a fire that happened Monday night. According to the Portage Fire Department, they were called to 2842 Village Road for reports about black smoke coming out of the second story of an apartment building. There were many pets that were rescued, but some were not able to be saved, according to the fire department. No injuries to residents or responding firefighters were reported. According to the Portage Fire Department, the cause of the fire was from an unattended candle that was burning in one of the apartments. The fire was contained to the apartment where it started, but there is smoke and water damage to the surrounding apartments. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at only about 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine 71. Friday, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. We always appreciate it. Get out and enjoy that weather today. Dry off a little bit. You heard Sean Cable. Lots of sunshine with a high near 70. We're going to thoroughly enjoy, aren't we? Here's Stevie Nicks. It's Stand Back Now on 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. 90s and more.
Won't you call me, babe? 99.7
Max FM.
Dancing in the Dark, there is Bruce Springsteen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:13 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Maddie, as long as I can keep my days straight. Wait, what day is it? Where are we at?
It's hard to get mixed up when you don't work on Mondays and then it's only a four-day work week, right? I know. I've been that way all week. In fact, Dexter yesterday came out and I said, tomorrow you have drums. And I said, then you have a doctor's appointment. And he's like, wait, tomorrow's only Tuesday. Why would I be going to drums? I said, no, dude, tomorrow is Wednesday. Don't forget, we didn't have anything going on Monday. That was a holiday. So yes, and that poor kid, he doesn't remember days of the week. He has no concept of time. So whenever you throw a holiday in there, it just makes it all the worse for him.
Right.
Because he can't remember anything. It's kind of crazy. So how was your day yesterday? Anything fun and exciting?
No, it was pretty routine. You know, I'm just the usual. I feel so bad because my life is just so blah, just so routine, you know?
Sometimes that's okay, though. You can't spice things up too much, or then we would expect, you know, big things all the time.
Yeah,
so sometimes just the mundane, the routine, it's okay. But
we start rehearsals tonight for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's exciting.
That'll be our first night table read through tonight. So everything yesterday was kind of prepping for tonight.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that makes things a little bit more interesting, right? Because I'm assuming there's going to be some late nights going forward, and there's going to be a lot of practices and rehearsals. And then as everything progresses into the bigger stuff, like all of the tech work and the costumes and all of that. So see, it's okay. Nice, easy,
it's okay
boring
to have
right
some
now.
Boring days.
That's right. Because it's going to get much more exciting. It's going to get very exciting. What did we do yesterday? Kind of the same thing. I mean, after all of the excitement of the weekend and just trying to get back into the swing of things, it was a stay-at-home day for us. Worked on some school. Dexter's got probably about a week and a half left, and then there's just a whole lot of grading that needs to happen on my end. So we worked on some stuff yesterday, and it was really just making Aspen a lot of food and treats and all of that good stuff, getting caught up. And, you know, today we get to, you know, jump right back in, both feet, because we've got appointments at 1, we've got appointments at 2, we might have Taekwondo at 6 tonight.
Busy day.
I know. Good thing the weather's going to be cooperative, though, because it's going to be absolutely gorgeous compared to what we've had the last few days. And we'll talk about the forecast in just a few minutes. So, see, I mean, I was making dog food yesterday. At least you were preparing for something fun, like a play rehearsal, and I'm just over there making dog food, grinding
my life away. Are super excited, aren't they? I mean, they're heading towards Phoenix is heading to, I mean, he's in finals week and his brain is about ready to explode. So I can appreciate wanting a little bit of a break for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And Baraboo High School graduation is this Friday night. And I know some of the other area schools have already graduated. So we'll say it again. Congrats to all of the graduates and go on and do big things in this world. You know, they're just glad that they're done with school for a while.
Yeah. A little breather.
That's right. At any rate, we have a few things that we got to talk about here this morning as far as some housekeeping stuff and some really exciting stuff going on as well. Now, the housekeeping part of it comes with road construction because, well, we know that, you know, it's been a little crazy there on 8th Avenue, 8th Street and Broadway, and they're trying to, you know, do the work and make sure that that's not Mater's Road anymore. And apparently today, there's going to be a road closure. Ash Street is going to be closed actually today and tomorrow. They're doing a little paving in that section. Not really sure at this point if there's going to be any crossroads that are open or if they're going to make concessions for the paving on Ash Street. So if that's the way that you have to go to get to work or to school this morning, maybe think about a different route. Not that you haven't had to do that already, but definitely take a different route this morning if you're on Ash. And remember, Highway 33 construction project over on Facebook page has all of these updates. It's Highway HWY 33 reconstruction project. So that'll keep you kind of looped in with all of the crossroads that are open, that are closing as construction progresses. But if you get a chance to see some of that new road, ooh, it's pretty. It's very, very pretty. So it is very exciting. I know that everybody's, you know, tired of the road construction, but it's going going to be such an amazing thing once it's done. So just a little bit more patience. We can do this. It's going to be pretty darn awesome when it's all said and done.
Your vehicle will appreciate it when it's all done.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The mechanics might have less to do because, yeah, well, there's going to be less pothole injuries to the vehicle and things like that. But, you know, the rest of us will appreciate it. That's for sure. And then, this is very exciting. We have a contest coming up here on Max FM, and it actually starts next week. It's the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest, and it starts Monday morning. That is June 3rd, 7 a.m. Now, you got to be listening to Max FM, though, for your chance to text in and win. And we've got some pretty fabulous prizes with this whole thing, Finn. We're talking about a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a Scani Summer Staycation. You're going to have a chance to win every weekday from June 3rd to June 14th, starting at 7 in the morning, right through 7 p.m. at night. Now, there's going to be other ways to win as well, but you have to download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or the Apple App Store so that, you know, you're ready to text in and potentially win with this statewide contest. Again, that starts Monday morning, 7 a.m., right here on Max FM.
Cool.
Oh, so excited. Yeah, it's going to be really, really good stuff. This is a good prize package. And, you know, Dells is close, but a little staycation right in your back door, right back your backyard. You don't have to do too much to get to that one. And, you know, everybody has a good time in the process. I think we can all handle that.
Sometimes that's
sure.
just what you need. Far enough away from home, but not too far.
Because you're not at home. So it feels like you're at a vacation. You got all the amenities right there, but you don't have to do the cooking. You don't have to do the cleaning. You get out of your little rut for a while. It feels so good. I mean, you know, I'm making dog food for exciting days. You're reading about, you're doing Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you and I could definitely appreciate a staycation, as could most of us. So, again, that starts Monday morning. Here on Max FM. Very, very exciting stuff. I wish I had something fun and exciting to talk about. Like, yes, Dexter and I went and did this yesterday and we got this accomplished. Nope, it was a Tuesday.
Isn't this kind of typical, though, post-holiday? I mean, we had a great time this weekend. We enjoyed ourselves and then back to work, and then it's just kind of, okay, well, we had some fun this weekend, and now, everything's kicking into high gear now. We're all gearing up for the official summer.
Yeah. We are. And speaking of official summer, today is Wednesday, which means it's Farmers Market Day in downtown Baraboo. That's going to get underway at 8:30 this morning right there on Oak Street. So go check out what they're going to be selling, producers and growers, locally grown and sourced items, locally made, baked, whatever you want to call it, because you know there's always a plethora of stuff down there. And again, that is every Wednesday and Saturday throughout October. I mean, so you've got plenty of opportunities to get down to Farmers Market, but what a glorious day to do it today. It's absolutely beautiful out there. And then, of course, let's not forget to talk about the Big Top Parade coming up next Saturday. That is June 8th, if you're looking at a calendar, because if you want all things circus, this is going to be your chance. It's going to step off at 11 a.m. in downtown Baraboo, and we're actually going to be broadcasting that. So make sure you're checking out cable channel 10, over the air antenna TV channel 43. We're going to have it on our Facebook page, probably our YouTube page as well. So plenty of opportunities if you can't make it to downtown Baraboo to join us live during that circus parade to actually catch it and see all of the wagons and the animals and the clowns and the bands and all of the great stuff that we love to put together for the Big Top Parade. But good time.
You got you covered.
It is officially the summer months in the area, and it feels pretty good to say that, doesn't it? I mean, this is just kind of what we wait for. I mean, granted, most of the kids aren't out of school yet, but we're getting there. You guys are going to have your moment, too.
Yeah, when we talk about all of the things that are coming up, the fact that we had kind of a mundane day yesterday, it's all right, because we need a little breather in between all the excitement.
I mean, there are times in Baraboo that you literally have to pace yourself yourself and make sure you have plenty of water available, because you know that you're at a hard sprint for most of the weekend. So we're getting to those times very, very quickly. Now, we've alluded to this beautiful weather a couple of different times, so let's finally talk about it. It is gorgeous out this morning if you haven't already stepped outside. Maybe even a little cool because it's currently 46 degrees. But we are looking for lots of sunshine today. This beautiful sun is going to stick around with a high right around 70, then clear tonight down to 44. More sun tomorrow with a high near 71. See, Mother Nature gives us clouds, arcs, and webbed feet, yeah. And then she makes sure she gives us a little bit of sunshine so that we can spend our weekend mowing because of all of that rain and the exuberant growth that we're going to have now from the sunshine. As we look ahead to Friday, partly cloudy, we do have a few scattered showers possible, a high near 75. Right now, it's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch and Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, it's the DNR Free Fun Weekend for Wisconsin State Parks. This is when the DNR will waive state park admission fees, fishing license, and trail pass fees. And the DNR encourages Wisconsinites to discover a new favorite park, trail, forest, or recreation area and try a new activity over the weekend. For a full list of properties, activities, and maps, go to dnr.wi.gov. And this, of course, includes our wonderful parks around the area like Mirror Lake and Devil's Lake State Park. Baraboo will be hosting its community-wide garage sales Thursday, May 30th through Sunday, the 2nd. For the full list of participants, you can check out the Baraboo Community-Wide Garage Sale Facebook group. It'll have all the details right there. But again, this is Thursday, the 30th through Sunday, June 2nd. And it's time again for the Reedsburg Fly-In Drive-In Breakfast. This will be hosted at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport, 7 a.m. until noon. It's the Reedsburg Area Flying Club hosting this event on Sunday, June 2nd. Pancakes, sausage, eggs, toast, and more. $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 10. Featuring classic cars, planes, fire trucks, games, food, and fun. It's free to any pilots who fly in. There'll also be airplane rides. It's a rain or shine event. Again, this is all happening at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport. It's their fly-in, drive-in breakfast, 7 a.m. until noon on Sunday, June 2nd.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of May, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School track and field teams. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
Max FM.
7:27 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday, whether that means you're already at work because you're an overachiever. Maybe you're at home today, taking an extra couple of days off in the car, working at home. Maybe you're listening online this morning. I know some of you are out there as well. We're always glad that you are here. It's John Mellencamp now, Heard So Good on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:30 right now. And Finn, if this is going to start being the norm, then I'm going to lose weight like crazy. I'm going to be the fittest I've ever been in my whole life. Because, you know, a lot of things add up, right? As far as moving around, exercise, all of that. And a new poll of 2,000 people found that a third of us think that everyday chores, like doing the dishes, actually counts as exercise now. 98% of people say that you don't need to go to the gym to get a good workout, and 54% of us never see the inside of the gym. I hate gyms. I know there's a lot of people who love them. I know that there are fabulous people at gyms who can help you out in so many different ways, but I'm not a gym person. Not one at all. Now, the average person still claims, though, that exercise 4 times a week. And we're going to put exercise right now in some air quotes, because people were asked to name the top everyday tasks that they feel like counts as exercise. So here's what they gave, 10 different answers. And they start to get pretty iffy once you get to the bottom of the list, which we're going to start at, okay? So doing dishes or a load of laundry, 33% of people think that counts as exercise. If that's the case, I said it earlier, I'm going to be the fittest person that ever has walked.
Shape.
It certainly am. I do lots of dishes and I do lots of laundry. Now, I will say that you can get kind of a nice workout when you have to tote laundry baskets, big, full, heavy ones, up and down stairs, like I do here at Goose Poop Pond. Yeah. You can get a little bit of a nice arm workout. I don't know if it would, you know, replace my resistance training and my strength training, but, you know, it's a little added bonus to the day. Doing dishes, however, probably not. Doing a little scrubbing is not exactly the same thing as getting in there and doing like an actual workout. But I get it. We try to get out of working out as much as we can because it's really not that much fun.
Well, I guess it depends on if you're looking at it as, I'm not sure how they define exercise, like if exercise is strictly just going to the gym or if it's about burning off calories because, you know, you doing the laundry, going up and downstairs and moving around, you're burning calories. So
I can burn calories that way. I'm just not sure I'm doing it by scrubbing pots and pans. That's all.
Probably not.
Laundry, I can see. Pots and pans, probably not. Unless I really have to get in there because I really burned something on. Maybe then I might burn a few extra. Number 9 is stretching after you get out of bed. 35% of people say this counts as exercise. No, that counts as stretching, which is also very, very good for the body, but it's probably not going to burn a lot of calories if that's what your goal is. Just saying. Taking out the trash comes in at number 8 on the list. 36% of people feel like this is a good way to burn calories. Again, it really depends on how far you have to walk. Now, I've seen some trash bins in rural Wisconsin that are cleared out about a half-mile driveway. So, yeah, maybe if you're walking it all the way out there carrying something, you might burn a couple extra calories for sure.
If I move from my office to the refrigerator out in the kitchen, does that count?
Yes, absolutely.
It does?
Yes,
okay.
I'm going to say yes because you're walking, technically. I mean, it might not be a fast trot, but you're definitely doing some movement. Number 7 on the list. This can actually be a great source of exercise depending on, you know, how you're doing it. But gardening, 40% of people say that's a good source of exercise. Mm-hmm. Like if you're actually raking and doing the hoeing yourself and getting up and down on the hands and the knees, that can be a great source of exercise. Mm-hmm. Number 6, I love this. Bringing groceries in from the car. 42% of people say that's a good source of exercise.
Man. Yeah.
It can get heavy. For sure. Yeah. And for us, we don't have an attached garage. So we literally have to walk. I mean, it's not a long ways, but it's enough to, you know, get a couple hundred steps in if I have to make lots of trips back and forth. So sure.
That's my version of you doing the laundry. That's my
bringing in groceries.
Yeah.
Chris does the shopping. You bring them in. It's fine. It's
fortunately fine. The teenager does help sometimes with taking the groceries upstairs after I've brought them in. But
my favorite part when Dexter comes out of his room and says, "Do you need help?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that would be great."
That'd
and then he
nice.
Disappears for like 15 minutes, and then you know to do his hair or something to come back to carry groceries, and I'll be like, "They're done.
Thank you. I got him. Yeah,
I got it. Thank you." And then that's when I make him help put away, which he absolutely despises. But you offered your help, so be of assistance now. I mean, come on. Number 5 on the list is taking the dog for a walk. That is exercise if you do it the way I do it with Aspen or. Yeah. Aspen does it the way she does it with me on the other end. 56% of people say this is a form of exercise. I use it as a steady state cardio because when you're with Aspen, you don't really stop all that much unless it's for a quick sniff. But most of the time, you're moving. You're grooving around Goose Poop Pond.
I don't understand why it wouldn't be considered exercise.
Right?
I mean... Yeah.
You're walking. It's good for the heart. And, you know, there's been studies done that people who own dogs actually have better heart health and cardiovascular health and are better cardio, have more cardio just in general because they're actually getting out moving with the dog, playing with the dog and all of that good stuff. Cleaning comes in at number 4 on the list. 59% of people in this particular poll say that cleaning is a good form of exercise. Again, I think it depends on how much you're getting into it. Now, if I'm just doing a regular old dusting around the house just to kind of pick things up, no, I'm probably not getting into it too much. But if I've got the vacuum out, I've got the baseboard attachment on, and I'm doing doing all that, then yeah, I'm probably, you know, burning a few calories, stretching up and down, doing all that. That's good for the abs too. At least that's what I like to tell myself. I can skip my ab workout that day. I went up and down with that vacuum cleaner. It's fine. it's good stuff. Doing yard work comes in at number 3 on the list with 59% of the vote. And that one can get, I mean, you can burn a few calories and exert some energy
if
you're out there.
You get a decent workout with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're planting anything, especially in the fall when you got to do raking of the leaves, if you're doing it by hand, you can definitely get a good workout in there. Taking the stairs instead of an elevator comes in at number 2 on the list with 60% of the vote. I try to do that whenever I can. I try to take stairs instead of elevators whenever absolutely possible. Now, I'm not one of those crazy people that goes in on the ground floor and is like, oh, I'm going to make it all the way up to the 11th floor. Come on now, let's be realistic. But at the same time, that's a lot of work and I don't want to sweat before I have to go in. But at the same time, if, you know, it's a few floors, 3, 4, I'll probably take the stairs versus actually taking the elevator.
So using that kind of logic then, are you one of those that if you're going shopping to some store that you park farther away from the store?
Depends on how big of a hurry I'm in that particular moment in time. If I just need a couple of things and I'm running in and out, then no, I don't care how far away I park. If I can get right up next to the door, then that's awesome. If I have to park farther back in the parking lot, fine. But if I know that it's more of a trip where I'm going to be in there for a while, then yeah, I'm probably going to park farther out. It doesn't really bother me. It also depends on what the weather's doing. Because if it's really cold, nobody wants to walk through the cold any longer than they have to. If it's pouring rain, which we've seen a lot of this spring, I'm also going to try to park as close as possible because apparently I melt when I get wet. And, you know, if it's a nice day, though, sure, put me out in the middle of the parking lot somewhere. I'll hump it into the store. It's fine. Number 1 on the list is walking around your neighborhood. 74% of the 2,000 people in this particular poll said that all the walking they do in a day counts as exercise. And actually, I've learned, you know, by keeping track of steps for, I don't know, the last year, year and a half, however long I've been doing this with a friend, it really does add up. It's amazing how fast I can accumulate my step total for the day just between walking the dog, working out, and then, you know, going back and forth down our driveway to get mail and all of that kind of stuff. It really does add up after a while. And even if that's the movement you're doing, that's still better than nothing. I mean, it'd be great if, you know, we could all work out and spend hours doing so. Some of us can't. Some of us don't want to. Some of us, you know, have chose to do something a little bit more efficient. That's cool. Do whatever you got to, but at least get some movement in. It's good for the body. That's for sure.
Let's justify it that way. At least we're not just sitting on our butts all day. We're getting up and we're moving around a little bit.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, all of the things that we just listed are probably great exercise if you're like 80 years old, right? If you're more like 30 years old, you might have to push yourself just a little bit harder, like the 2 loads of laundry up and down the stairs versus just the 1. But hey, you get in all of that movement whenever you can. And I know sometimes it's hard, right? Because you've got schedules, you've got work, if you've got the kids in school, you've got activities, you got to try to fit it all in. So getting in a workout can be really, really difficult. It's the whole reason why I get up as early as I do, because working out has just become a habit for me. I don't particularly love it, but I always feel better after I do it. So once I get going, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. This is why I do it every day. It's the actually starting part though that gets me every single day.
But you're right. There just isn't enough time in the day.
I can't
even imagine if I factored in a trip to the gym that I just don't have time for
it. Part of the reason why I work out at home, because I don't have to factor in a trip to the gym. I mean, here from Goose Poop Pond, it would be at least 20 minutes either direction, whether I'm going into Reedsburg or Baraboo or even 15 into Dell. So that's probably not going to work, which is why I work out here at home. And then obviously Aspen needs her walks as well. But it's part of the reason why I get up so early. I get it done, I get it out of the way, and then I just don't have to think about it the rest of the day. At least not until the next morning when I give myself that little pep talk. You can do it. You can do it.
You're
you
good enough.
This.
You're strong enough. And gosh darn it.
That's what I feel like I need some days. But I always feel better at the end. I really, truly do. After I get done, after I get started, I'm like, okay, yeah, this probably feels good to stretch. stretch and move a little bit to start the day. But it's just that, just getting yourself going. That's always the hard part. But
I would much prefer going for a walk and being outdoors and being in nature than, I'm sorry, being in a gym. And of course, if you remember, like, the start of the pandemic when COVID first struck,
you couldn't go to a gym.
I mean, there was no other option.
Everybody was trying to figure out how to work from home, and there's a lot of people where it became a habit and they figured out how to do it efficiently, and it stuck. Some went back to the gym because they thrive in that environment. That's awesome. We have some really spectacular gyms around here with really amazing trainers. It's a gym atmosphere and I can't do it. You put me on a machine and my eyes just glaze over and I'm like, this is the most boring thing I've ever done in my life. And now I know they offer classes and stuff. Let me just be honest here for a moment. Nobody wants to watch me in a class. I mean, I have no coordination. I'm not like, I'm going to be sweating profusely. Nobody wants to see that when they're trying to enjoy their class. It's just kind of how it's going to go. So for your sake and mine, I'm going to continue to work out at home. Just how it is. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sometimes you just got to be honest with yourself, right, then, and look at yourself like just without any rose-colored glasses on and just know where the truth lies. I'm just saying. We're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. If you want to go out and get some exercise in today and take a walk, well, it is going to be absolutely gorgeous. Maybe a little bit of rain coming our way later this week. Sean Cable is going to fill us in with those details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. Yeehaw!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Tournament action continued for spring sports across the area last night. In girls soccer, it was Sauk Prairie with a big 11-0 win over Portage Poinette to advance on. They'll be squaring off against DeForest at home. That matchup will take place on Saturday. Baraboo Thunderbirds have their season come to an end for the soccer squad as 10-seeded Milton able to get the 1-0 win over the Thunderbirds this past evening. Also in the Division II tournament, it was Reedsburg, the 8th seed, getting beat by Onalaska 6-0 the final. Hilltoppers will advance on to face off against Toma. They won in penalty kicks 3-1 over Platteville Lancaster. On the other side of that bracket, it was La Crosse Central advancing on past La Crosse Logan. They'll now meet Holman after the Vikings took down Sparta. Baseball and softball ran into some weather issues. Many of the games were actually postponed to today, but some events were able to get in, including an absolute classic between Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie. The teams were deadlocked at zero all the way into extra innings and made it to the ninth inning, and that's when Reedsburg was able to get the game-winning walk-off hit to take the 1-0 win and end the season for the Eagles and advance on. The next round matchup will be moved because it was supposed to be played today, but Richland Center and Mount Horeb, those two teams couldn't meet yesterday due to the weather. They'll now play today, and that's the 4 seed versus the 12. Lodi, the 6 seed on the other side of that bracket, able to get 11-2 win over number 3 Mawson to move on. They'll now meet Edgewood after they topped Platteville 20-0 in 5 innings this past evening. But again, many of the other baseball games actually postponed yesterday. One that did get in was Columbus, the 3 seed, getting a 12-2 win over Turner. Softball sectional semifinal for Division II has been postponed until today. Those semis will see Mount Horeb meet West Salem, and on the other side, Jefferson take on Lake Mills. The Division III game was able to be played, and number 5 Adams Friendship continues their run. So far in the postseason, the 5 seed has taken down number 4 Dodgeville, number 1 Prairie du Chien, and then yesterday number 2 River Valley. With that, it sets up a matchup versus number 1 Broadhead for this sectional crown. That game's going to be played tomorrow. For the full bracket and all the details, check out WIAWI.org. And at sectional golf today, the majority of the area golfers will be competing at the Madison Memorial Sectional. That's going to be at Blackhawk Country Club. They get started right away this morning. Best of luck to all the golfers trying to keep their seasons alive and punch their ticket to state. The Cubs take down the Brewers yesterday in 10 innings, 6-3 the final. It was actually 1-0 all the way until the 9th inning. Ben Brown, the pitcher for the Cubs, pitched 7 innings of no-hit baseball against Milwaukee. Then the Brewers were able to scratch one across in the 9th inning to tie it up, but the Cubs would score 5 runs in that 10th frame. Brewers did add a pair in the bottom of the 10th, but obviously not enough. 6-3 the final. Same two squads today. Bryce Wilson will get the start for the crew. 6:40 first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at only about 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine 71. Friday, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers with a high of 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM.
7:48 right now. What a gorgeous morning. Working our way to a high near 70. We'll take that. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just moments. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning. 355-9970. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me. Take you home where we can be alone.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 right now. And Finn, it is time to do a little celebrating this morning with our birthday list. And of course, we'll remind you before we jump into the celebrity side, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Corey Hartman's already up for the day. He's already moving around, couldn't sleep, so he decided to get a bright and early jump on this Wednesday. Just text me. I hate morning people. Oh, yeah. My poor husband.
He's not an early riser usually, is he?
Early for him right now. It's like really early. I'm not even sure he understands that there is daylight before at least 7:30 in the morning. But he's been up since about 5:45 this morning. So, yeah, he's already moving around. He got a jump start on things. You know, we're getting ready for graduation. We're getting ready for parades in the next couple of weeks and in the next few days, really. So he's just kind of working ahead on some stuff. And, you know, trying to catch up from those 3 weeks that he was traveling so much, too.
Yeah, is he sticking around the area for the week then?
I guess. I think
close
so. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. At least that's what I'm told. At least for a while, because we do have so many big things happening in and around Baraboo and things that are going to pertain to the station and need a little bit of his direction. So I think he's sticking around for at least a little bit. Maybe some day trips to Madison to the civic headquarters. But for the most part, he's going to be around Baraboo. And now he's sending me gifts of big cups of coffee and really happy people drinking them. I don't know if that's going to work for him this morning or not, but we'll give it the old college try, I guess. So keep drinking, Corey. Keep drinking. It's fine.
I feel the pain, man. If you're not a morning person and you don't get to that coffee ASAP, you're in trouble. You're miserable.
You know, that's the thing, too. People always say to me, oh, you must be a really great morning person. No, I'm really not. But you retrain your brain to do certain things that you don't want to do after a certain period of time. Like, I don't really want to be up early in the morning. I don't usually want to be chipper in the morning. But again, retraining
but
the brain.
But you pull through.
You do. You take some sacrifices where you have them. Exactly. Some days, I'm telling you, it's not all rainbows and roses out here on Goose Poop Pond. Now we got to jump into the celebrity birthday list here. We're going to start with Lorelai Linkletter on the top of the list. She is 30 years old and she is director Richard Linkletter's daughter. She grew up on camera as Mason's sister Samantha in the Oscar-nominated movie Boyhood. Mika Monroe, who starred in It Follows and replaced Mae Whitman as the president's daughter in the Independence Day sequel, she is celebrating her 31st birthday. Riley Keough, Elvis's granddaughter, is celebrating her 35th birthday. Of course, she's also Lisa Marie's daughter. She was in Mad Max Fury Road as one of the women being used as breeding stock. She also started as a call girl on the star show The Girlfriend Experience. Carmelo Anthony, he was an NBA star for the LA Lakers. He is celebrating his 40th birthday today. Scary Spice from the Spice Girls, Mel B, is celebrating. She is 49 years old. She looks absolutely incredible. I think she's hella funny. And she's also a judge on America's Got Talent, too. So if started
she's
watching
it. She's
got
that gig, but come on. She's a Spice Girl.
She is a Spice Girl, always and forever. That's how we are going to know her as Scary Spice. Daniel Tosh from Comedy Central's Tosh.0 is celebrating his 49th birthday. David Burka is also celebrating his 49th birthday. Now, he's married to Neil Patrick Harris, of course, from Doogie Howser and How I Met Your Mother. And in fact, David Burka actually was in a few episodes of How I Met Your Mother. He played Scooter, if you were a fan of that series. Laverne Cox, who is Sophia on Orange is the New Black, and she also played Dr. Frankenfurter on the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake. Laverne Cox is 52 years old today. Noel Gallagher is also celebrating a birthday. He is 57 years old. Now, he did most of the songwriting for Oasis. Oh, boy. Now
is
we
that
know
what we're calling it? Songwriting for Oasis?
Yeah,
I just thought it
blame.
Was ripping off the Beatles, but okay. Yeah, okay.
Now, after he heard this stuff, his brother, the other guys were writing and told them, let me write your songs and I'll take you to superstardom or else you'll rot there. That was actually a quote that was said to the rest of the team from Noel Gallagher. I guess we're going to call it music here this morning and maybe we'll pull out some Oasis.
He does have a newer band, Flying Birds, which their stuff is actually okay.
Okay. All right.
It's okay.
He needs
and
to
Oasis,
redeem himself.
I mean, not all
they
of the
horrible.
Oasis. It wasn't horrible. level. There was some good stuff.
There might have been some overplay that I think too killed people with Oasis,
sure.
Right? Wonderwalls, yeah. Champagne Supernova. They played so often. Sometimes you were like, oh God, no, please no more. Yeah. Like you just couldn't handle it. But
I think Wonderwall I could do without ever hearing again in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I think that was just a product of, top 10 radio at the time because they just played it all the time. Lisa Welchel, who played Blair on The Facts of Life, she is celebrating her 61st birthday. Oh, this is a big one for me. I am a super fan. Melissa Etheridge is celebrating a birthday. She is 63 years old today.
Yeah.
I got to interview her, probably 5-6 years ago now. It was right after I took over the morning show. She did a Christmas show in Wisconsin Dells. Just an awesome, awesome human being. She
That's
is
cool.
Just phenomenal. I love Melissa.
I saw her live once. She puts on a great show.
She's so talented. She's got that kind of voice. It's got a little rasp in it that I really, really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I think she's crazy awesome. Rupert Everett, who played Prince Charming in those Shrek movies, is celebrating his 65th birthday. Annette Bening is also celebrating. Oh, I love her as well. She most recently was Mar-Vell in Captain Marvel. She is celebrating her 66th birthday. I think I just said that, but we'll repeat it because she is literally like a Hollywood queen at this point. Still married to Warren Beatty, still doing some amazing stuff. She's got a a mini series. I believe it's on Peacock. I believe that's where that new one is. Anyway, I watched it. It's based off of a book, maybe not, Oscar worthy, but anything with Annette Bening in it is definitely worth a few minutes of your time. Yeah. That's for sure. LaToya Jackson is celebrating a birthday today. She is 68 years old. Now the second most talented Jackson behind Tito. It also happens to be her sister Rebby's birthday today. Rebby is celebrating her 74th birthday. So big day in the Jackson family.
What didn't LaToya do those psychic shows for psychic commercials? Or didn't she? I vaguely remember LaToya doing something like that.
LaToya got weird at one point in time. I mean, I get it. The whole Jackson family's had been kind of an enigma for a long time. And LaToya was actually obviously the one that they all forgot and the world forgot. And so she decided that she needed to do something to bring some stardom to herself. Her life got really weird there for a while. I think, I don't know. LaToya seems like kind of like the distant Jackson, right?
Honestly, I don't know. It seems like Janet was the most grounded.
Yes. You know? Yeah, and maybe that's because she starred with J.J. Walker over there on, I don't know.
Good times.
She was, you're right, she was absolutely the most grounded. But she started acting really young. Maybe it's because she got to see everything her brothers went through as well. I don't know. But Janet seems like she was the one with her feet more on the ground. The rest of them, it felt like they perpetually never wanted to grow up. Even Michael. I mean, I loved Michael. I loved his music. I think he's brilliant, but kind of felt like he just never really wanted to grow up, or maybe that's because he never really had a childhood. He was trying to maybe grasp some of that.
Right.
I don't know. But a very talented family nonetheless, unless you're talking about LaToya. But anyway, John Hinckley, who is the guy who shot Ronald Reagan in 1981. They say he did it to impress Jodie Foster, because I'm sure she was super impressed by that. Anyway, 69 years old for him. And then Danny Elfman of Oingo Boingo. He was the genius behind that group, and then he turned into a movie composer. Genius, which really truly he is, because he scored Beetlejuice, Batman, Sleepy Hollow, Mission Impossible, Men in Black, Spy Kids, Spider-Man, Alice in Wonderland, Dark Shadows, to name just literally a fraction of the movie.